Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 24, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
To be jnani, try to seek out, is better than to be karmi. The jnanis, they are trying to study Vedanta to find out what is the end. So that is better than being karmi.
Yes.
Even if they don't know the answer, they're trying to seek out.
Well, that answer is that must be for the Supreme.
But again, they must come back there. It's not complete liberation.
That means not complete knowledge.
So they've also stopped. Ended in Brahma.
Arujya kuchyena param satam satam. Satam ki adha. Pana adhita jishkita.
Practically, Srila Prabhupada, we see that we're dealing mostly with karmi, not with jnani, in our preaching.
Yeah.
And they're simply interested in some immediate
for me,
satisfaction.
Not. Vikarmi. For me, vikarmi or karmi. We're dealing with vikarmi.
Vikarma. Prohibited action.
Yeah. Karmi will not do anything sinful.
Nunam tamatta kuru te vikarma.
Vikarma, yes.
So why do we call them karmi?
Vikarmi, opposite karmi.
There's practically no karmi. Sinful.
Sinful activities. Duskriti. Vikarma. Therefore they will be punished in different forms of life. Therefore you find so many species of life. This is punishment. But Maya has started that thinking we are happy. This like this tree is a punishment, but it has no sense that this is punishment.
This is happy.
Standing happily for 5,000 years.
Making only water.
To stand here for 5 hours, will feel most uncomfortable. But they are standing for 5,000 years, uncomfortable. This is punishment. Punishment is there, but unaware. So everyone is like that. Anyone in the material world, they are being punished in different degrees, but unaware. That is Maya's grace. But although he is punished, he cannot understand.
So they answer that if they're happy, then what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that class you are, yes. You want with that happiness. But we are not satisfied. You are asking, we are happy in that way. But we are not
satisfied.
That is the difference between you and me.
Happiness of the fool.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say the pain is part of life.
Yeah, let them say it. Because they will have to suffer. Unless they think like that, how they will suffer?
How about on the hellish planet? Do they know they're suffering there?
In fact, to an animal, weeping, is nothing. And for a man to show the way, we submit. So there are different degrees of consciousness. Even a child feels the effort by seeing the way. As an animal, actually being waved. That is the difference.
Shastra.
There is no question of Shastra. It is Shastra. When there is no Shastra, then there is Shastra. Argumentum baculum. When there is no logic, give him weight. All these, they are awaiting, weeping. They are being whipped.
How can we make them understand that they're being punished?
You can understand provided you have got the sense. If you have nonsense, you cannot understand.
So
you cannot understand means you are nonsense. That is the difference between sense and nonsense that I have already given the example. The same way to the animal, it is no suffering. But for a man, simply by seeing it is suffering. It is the question of sense. That is the difference between man and animal. The animal cannot understand that he is suffering. Man can understand. That is different. If you do not understand, then you are animal. Now here it is clearly said, Janamitra Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dushanu Darshana. This is unhappiness. And if you think, oh, is there unhappiness in dying? Then you are animal. The animal has taken to the slaughterhouse. He is not disturbed. Is eating grass very peacefully. That is the animal life. You do not understand what is unhappiness, then you are animal. You are not human. But is unhappiness just a fact to remain in a tight bag for 10 months, if you have no sense, what is it? And still being killed, is it not unhappiness? And if you say, where is unhappiness? Then you are a stone. Bhagavad Gita says, Janma is Siddharapa. Janma is unhappiness. First of all, you have to remain 10 months in a packed up bag, and that also risky, your mother will kill you. And still you say, it is not unhappiness, then what is happiness? You are so dull that you see that there is no unhappiness in birth. Practically you see.
They're so nonsense, they say, well, I can't remember.
But therefore say it's animal. Nonsense means animal. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
They think we're funny, they think they're funny.
Hare Krishna.
The difference between animals and therefore, if one is not spiritually advanced or has no spiritual sense, he is animal. He is not human. Saiva Gokhara. The verdict is already there. Saiva Gokha. He is nothing, no better than the cows and ass.
The devotee thinks that he's more unhappy than the karmis because he knows he's unhappy.
That means he's not a devotee.
He's not a devotee.
Yeah. He's not a devotee. Devotee means the first time he'll be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. If he's not Prasanna Atma, he's a rascal. he has not entered even devotional life. He's outside. That is the test. That is Dhruva Maharaj. When he saw Vishnu said, everything is all right. I told him. Ramin Kitad. That is all. And if he is still in want or unhappiness, that means he has no spiritual life at all. He's simply making it so.